I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we go.
It's draft night.
With the first pick,
Green Bay will make their 2022 first round draft selections tonight.
Yeah, it's the old baby.
From Aaron Rodgers in 2005.
The Green Bay Packers select Aaron Rodgers, quarterback, California.
To Jordan Love in 2020.
The Green Bay Packers select Jordan Love.
What will the Packers do in 2022? It's the Green and Gold Draft Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson.
Presented by Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha.
All right, Devin Lloyd goes to the Jaguars at 7, who traded back in to get Devin Lloyd, the linebacker from Utah, at 27. So the Packers cannot take another linebacker, Devin Lloyd, at 27. Jermaine Johnson, he's off the board as well. So we're getting Jacob Morley back on the line, trying to figure out who the next best guys are available at this point. Daxton Hill, the safety from Michigan, is still there. Earlier, Morley said he'd be a perfect fit for the Packers. Pickens is still there, the wide receiver from Georgia, who you and Jacob Morley both love. Bernard Raymond, the tackle from Central Michigan, the offensive tackle, he's still there as well. The cornerback from Clemson, whose name is escaping me, Booth, I believe, he is still there as well. Jacob Morley joins us now. All right, so here we sit. Jermaine Johnson off the board, Devin Lloyd off the board. Your guy and Gary's guy, Pickens from Georgia, is still there, Jacob Morley. So obviously he's one for you. Give me another player or two behind him that makes sense for the Packers.
Oh, pick is in.
For this pick right now, I mean, you're looking at probably, you know, after the pick at 22 that I've already talked myself into, but you're probably looking for, you know, they did mention interior defensive line help. I think a guy that's on the board, you know, the Travis Jones is on the board, Devontae Wyatt's on the board, Logan Hall is on the board. Even, you know, George Karloftis is a guy that can play edge, that can kick inside,
interior
defensive line too.
They love him, I think Jacob.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised with that. Wouldn't be surprised with that at all if it was Karloftis. That's kind of who I thought it was going to be at 22. When the pick came around, and it wasn't, and he's still sitting right on the board right there.
Oh, my God. Would not be shocked. The pick is in. They went quick, too. They went quick with this pick, Jacob.
They did. They knew who they wanted. You know, I'm surprised they didn't move around. I am. I thought for sure they would move up from 22 or move back from 28, but it looks like we're going to get both picks here. Both picks, 22 and 28. That might be more surprising to me than even the Quay Walker pick.
They're taking all 11 picks, man.
Maybe so. I wouldn't be surprised if they move around tomorrow, especially if it's not a receiver here today, right now. Could they move up into the 40s and kind of see what's left over, you know, if Pickens is there, if Watson's there. So we'll see. The pick is in, but they're not announcing it, huh? This is the longest, always the waiting.
You know, the waiting part.
So if they don't take a receiver here, then guarantee they're going to take at least three tomorrow.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. I mean, three tomorrow would be a lot. A lot of times what happens is guys will reset their boards and say, you know, who's available via trade as well. I wouldn't be surprised tomorrow if, you know, maybe one of those second round picks could get shipped off for a pass catcher. But we'll see.
I'm not getting my hopes up. But the Jordan Love thing, that to me is something that I find very intriguing, because if it's Atlanta, don't they pick relatively early in the second round? I mean, if it's Jordan Love to Atlanta, if that actually happens, and again, I can't imagine anybody would give up a second for Jordan Love. But if somebody is going to give up a second, and if it's Atlanta early in the second, they're going to get a pretty decent wide receiver, I would think, at that point. Right, Jacob Morley?
I would think so. I mean, that's kind of the next wave of guys, you know, in that probably the first 10 picks of tomorrow is that's where if, you know, if those guys last the next four picks here, that's where they'll need to position themselves to get kind of that second wave, which history has shown us those guys in the beginning of the second round tend to be just as productive as first round receivers. And the Packers have kind of lived and died with that. And I wouldn't be shocked at all if they just continue to kind of go that route because they've been so dang successful with it too.
They've been really successful with it. Yeah, no question. The Daxton Hill thing has me intrigued. The safety from Michigan, because as you pointed out earlier, he would be kind of perfect for what the Packers want that person to do, whether it be come up and play the star position, whether it be sit back there and play pass coverage, come up and play the run. He kind of does everything, right?
I think so. Yeah. That's kind of what you're looking for at this point in the draft. So yeah. And I just saw the pick leak. So
don't tell me. It, here he comes.
I won't spoil it, but I didn't hear most of your question there.
That's okay. No big deal.
There you go.
It's all right.
I won't say anything.
Good.
Don't say anything.
Good. Don't say anything. I'm going to pot you down. That way you can't say anything just in case. So now
he didn't sound excited about picking. So
no, he didn't start screaming and clapping like it's his guy. I mean, he did not do that to Jacob Morley. Like, he didn't go, woo! Like that, you know, like if I'm excited, I get clapping and hooting and hollering. And no, that didn't happen. Now, is that Whitworth up there on stage, the ransackle that retired?
Yeah. Is that a Badger?
Whitworth wasn't a Badger, no.
You sure?
Whitworth? No.
Who was that, the tackle right there?
Who did Whitworth play with? I don't know who Whitworth played for. In college, you're saying, Gary?
Yeah.
I don't know who Whitworth played for in college.
Is that the Rams guy?
Yes. He did not play for...
You sure he's not a Badger?
Positive.
Okay.
Let's see here. I don't know if I want to pot this up yet. I have it in queue still waiting to see before
just
I...
pot the thing up, man.
Before
just
I pot this
it.
Thing up.
Just
yeah. Whitworth is a Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year. So he's up there accepting his Man of the Year award at this point. You know, the other thing, too, about this pick... as Jacob Morley waits patiently for this thing to finally be done, is this. Whatever they do here at 28, if it is another defensive player, look at it this way, Packer fans, and I'm looking for a positive. That means that position they will not take, we don't think, tomorrow night with their second-round picks or their third-round pick, right? So if they go defensive lineman, like Wyatt from Georgia or whoever, then more than likely they're not taking another defensive lineman tomorrow. If they go safety, more than likely they're not taking another safety tomorrow.
No.
We agree?
Yeah.
So that means the odds are higher that you get your wide receiver or wide receivers tomorrow night during the draft.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for positives. I'm just trying
to
save.
We would never known that this would be two defensive players in the first round. We never thought
And it could be an offensive lineman.
I mean, it could be, but I'm just saying, far-fetched for me if they do this, two defensive players in the first round. Would have never thought that.
Right. All right, here's Roger Goodell.
Andrew, great man. We're so proud of you. With the 28th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Devontae Wyatt, defensive tackle, Georgia.
There you go, Gary Ellerson.
I'm done.
There you go, Gary Ellerson.
I'm done.
Go ahead. Sparky, you're the man. Sparky, you're the man. Just go ahead and say, Sparky, you're the man. Devontae Wyatt, Georgia.
No, how do I say you're the man?
Defensive line.
No, but I said, hold on, Steve. You, in your wildest dream, would have never thought that the Packers would take two defensive players in the first round.
I didn't think they'd take Quay Walker, no.
Two
defensive
players.
Yeah.
Although you like Devontae, they went completely against the grain.
Yep, I like the Devontae Wyatt pick. I liked
it
before. Now, again, he's older.
Don't do it, don't like it. I'm just talking about what they did.
Right. You just wanted wide receiver, as did 99% of the Packer population.
No. You're not hearing me.
Oh, okay.
Listen to me.
All right.
Would you ever thought that they take two defensive players in the first round? Yes or no?
No, because I thought an offensive lineman would have been one of them.
See, exactly.
Right.
That's the point.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right
about
that.
That's the point. This is completely against the grain. Completely. I like Wyatt. I said that to you earlier. But taking two defensive players in the first round? No. Who's thinking that?
I don't know, but they love Georgia. Stokes last year, Walker and Devontae Wyatt this year.
Well, look.
They love Georgia now. Hey, no question. Jacob.
Isn't the safety from Georgia, isn't he still there?
He sure is. That's who Leroy wanted. Seen they didn't take him. What do you think of that pick, Devontae Wyatt, Jacob Marley?
Well, go get the two other Georgia guys. Go get Pickens and Seen tomorrow. Let's roll. Devontae Wyatt is he's a quick penetrating tight interior defensive lineman, which is exactly what the Packers said they wanted to get, and they got him. Now the thing with him that Packers fans are going to have to stomach is the off field stuff. He is not your typical Packer people type guy. He's got a little bit of a history.
Well, we need some nasty, Jacob. We need some nasty.
Well, I mean, sure. I mean, but he's got, one domestic violence charge against him. That's documented. He's got, there's been rumors that there's been other issues. So hopefully, you get him into the culture in Green Bay, and hopefully he can, grow up a little bit and all that stuff, because he's a good player. He is a good player. But he's 24 years old. He's almost the same age as Kenny Clark. So
he's almost 30.
Itself.
What, he get held back a couple times? Why is he 25?
I think COVID year type stuff. I think he was at Georgia for a while. And then I think that goes into, some of his background too.
So he's all the way there for his what's the upside? What's development as? Are we all the way there?
Maybe. They might be okay with that. The thing that I find interesting is we go into all these trends and stuff. This wasn't the Packers' first pick. With their first pick, they've always gone kind of the young upside guy.
Right.
And then Wyatt's done, like you said, against the grain. He's the opposite. He's the opposite of what they usually have done as far as developing prospects. And that might just be the case. They might say, hey, we think what he is right now, he's a really good football player, and we want that guy in our front seven. I mean, they just drafted two front seven players for their defense. If that tells you kind of what the game plan is for this team next year. I mean, it almost seems like they are saying, hey, we've got the MVP at quarterback. He's going to make chicken salad out of chicken, but let's just make sure he doesn't have to score more, go score 22 points a game and win most.
Well, hell, Jacob, they did that against San Francisco. What San Francisco scored the NFC Championship game?
Not a single offensive touchdown. I know that.
No, they didn't.
Hey, maybe they like Wyatt because they're going to play him at left guard on the punt team.
You're a funny guy. I like you. I like this dude, man. I like this dude.
Hey, wait, quick. We got to get to the calls from the listeners about their great picks from Georgia.
Like him,
you said when you came back on this last time that you talked yourself into the Quay Walker pick. So what happened? How did you talk yourself into it?
I mean, I just did not expect them to take an inside linebacker. But I think, we'll hear from Beauty. We'll hear from him tonight. But I really think they're going to look at him as a guy that's going to play all over the place on this defense. And you look at the way he attacks the quarterback. When he's playing downhill, that's something that he's always been good at. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be able to come in, play next to Devondre Campbell, who is one of the most smart, solid guys you could have as a running mate, as an inside linebacker. And they might just say to Quay, hey, you've got two jobs every snap. And one of them is always going to be go get the quarterback. And, Micah Parsons, I don't want to say he's going to have a Micah Parsons type year, obviously, but I could see the success Micah Parsons had in Dallas last year as kind of that rush type linebacker that can play inside, outside. I could see the Packers seeing a guy like Quay Walker and saying, hey, we want that. And we think Quay Walker can be a version of that in this defense. And if he can, I think Packers fans are going to be very okay with him at 22, if he can be some semblance of that.
No doubt. That's a huge pick if that's what he ends up being. Hey, thank you so much, Jacob Morley, for your help tonight along with the draft and the draft pick analysis. Again, if you don't follow Jacob Morley on Twitter, you should. He's very, very good, as you found out tonight. Jacob, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, boys. Talk to you later.
Take care. There he is, Jacob Morley. I don't know. All right, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back. Do you like the Georgia draft? They took Georgia last year. They took an inside linebacker and a defensive lineman from Georgia this year. You tell us next here on the Green and Gold Draft Show presented to you by Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
You're listening to the Green and Gold Draft Show, presented by Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha.
Back to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson on the Big Show Radio Network.
Well, if you wanted Georgia players, your wish came true. Brian Gutekunst of the Green Bay Packers say Quay Walker, inside linebacker slash outside linebacker, possibly. 6'3", three quarters. We'll see what he can do from the inside. I don't know what Chris Barnes is thinking right now. But that was the first pick at 22. Nobody saw that one coming. And then at 28, Devontae White was a guy that a lot of people, Packer fans, had talked about taking with that selection. The defensive lineman from Georgia. That one makes sense. Even though Packer weighed domestic violence charge, that doesn't necessarily make sense. Because back in the day, they probably never would have touched that dude. But either way, it makes sense from the on the football field standpoint, Gary Ellerson, right? That they yeah. needed one of those guys, well, and they got one of them.
Well, and it appears that David Bakhtiari is all good with it. I look on Twitter, he says, love it. Defense win championships.
Yeah, that's true.
Like he's all good. That's did have Rodgers tweet anything yet or no?
He was supposed to be on McAfee tonight, so I don't know what that'll happen. AR's been monitoring that.
Did he not come on?
He's on right now. AR's right. On. So he's on right now. So we'll see what comes from that. AR, I'll grab that for us. Let's go to Nate, north side of Milwaukee. You're next here on the Big Show Radio Network. What's going on, Nate?
What's going on? Me, personally, I'm confused. I like Quay Walker, but I didn't think they would go this early. He would go this early as far as the 22nd pick. I mean, I like Devontae Wyatt, one of the guys that I liked from the beginning, but to not see a wide receiver or attempt to, I thought that once I saw 18. I thought they could move up to go to 18. It was only four picks. I don't know what if people were asking for too much to move up to grab to get into like the 15s or whatever or the teens. But I thought that they would be able to move up to at least grab one of the wide receivers. But I guess not.
Not to mention the AJ Brown trade they could have done.
Yeah, and that was for a first and a third.
First and a fourth. They could have done it. The Packers could have done it for a first and a third for sure.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if they were just saying like, oh, no, for you it's a different price, or I don't know what it was. But, I mean, it's always tomorrow. But like I said, I do like Quay Walker. I just didn't see him as a first-round pick, you know what I mean? So, but maybe – we can get some talent tomorrow so that Aaron can throw the ball to. But it has to be tomorrow.
I hope so, because if they don't take a wide receiver tomorrow night between the three picks and second and third, I don't even know. Nate, thanks for the call. I don't even know.
What'd you be on, though? What'd you talk about?
If they don't take a wide receiver tomorrow, if they go into Saturday without a single wide receiver drafted in this draft, A, I don't know what Rodgers is going to say. B, I don't know what Packer fans are willing to do. How mad they're going to be. Remember how mad they were about the Jordan Love draft? You don't need A.J. Dillon. Yeah. You don't need DeGuara. You don't need Jordan Love. What are we doing? And everybody was furious. And now you go back and you look, and A.J. Dillon turned out to be a real nice pick. I mean, that really worked out. Now, DeGuara, not as much, but that Dillon pick, it turned out to be a really solid pick. And both of these guys that they took tonight in the first round, Gary, it's not like Jordan Love. They're both going to play this year.
Yeah, they are. And then they have to play. But you know, you still have good value at receiver tomorrow. We'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah, but how early of a run will there be tomorrow in the second round on wide receivers?
It'll probably be right away.
That's going to be the next question.
Yeah.
Let's go to
right away.
Gerard in Delaware, listening on the Odyssey app, getting himself ready for Bucks and Celtics on Sunday. What's up, Gerard?
Listen, in about a half hour, I'll be on the midnight train to Georgia.
There you go.
So I love the picks. These aren't effort guys. They're true athletic guys. They're building a defense like Tampa Bay had. You know what I mean? And that's what you got. That's what's going to get you there. I'm not worried about the receivers yet, because don't forget, the football season doesn't start next week. They got time to get guys, and they're trying to figure that out. I'm sure Leroy, remember what Leroy said, right? They have a lot of guys on their mind, what they're going to do and everything else. And they probably don't want kids running around on the field right now, okay? So they might pick a receiver with the second pick in the second round or later on. But they're going to pick the best athletes from now on in. They'll probably pick a couple of offensive linemen, maybe in the fourth round. Don't forget, they still got those two fourth rounders
sure.
that if they really want somebody, they could move up. So I'm extremely happy. Look, we got to see how many Georgia games this year. We probably got it for 6-7 games,
bunch.
Right? At
yep.
least or more.
Absolutely.
So therefore, we know these players.
Yep.
And this kid, Walker, is extremely athletic.
Yep.
The other kid, Wyatt, is extremely athletic. Hey, how many years we've been picking Adams and all these, you know, defensive linemen, and we're saying, oh, he's going to be Warren Sapp. We finally have a guy that might be close to Warren Sapp and his kid Wyatt. You know what I mean? Especially playing next to Kenny Clark.
Yeah, Kenny.
You got to remember that stuff.
I would think Kenny Clark's got to be ecstatic. No doubt. Gerard, I got to roll, man. Thanks for the call. We got to get to another break here. Before we do that, I want to play this. Rodgers on the Pat McAfee draft to
here we go.
Show or whatever it is that they're calling it down there. Okay. Daxton Hill, the safety from Michigan that I was talking about, just went to the Bengals at 31. Good pick for the Bengals. Okay, so here is everybody's favorite AR.
It sounds like you expected this to happen almost. Like, hey, we need to load up on the defense a little bit.
Well, I've had a little insight. I've been talking with him, you know, throughout the night. So
this guy's got sources.
Okay, well, it's about time.
You got sources.
Yeah, thanks, Mel. So I know that they really liked Wyatt early on and were wondering if he was going to be there. At either pick, I believe. And when the linebacker was there in the 20s, and all six of those receivers, I believe it was six who they had first-round grades on, were gone, I think it was pretty obvious that they wanted to shore up those two spots in their mind.
Huh. Gutekunst said they don't put first-round grades on guys. That's what he said. He said, we just stack them this way and that way. We don't put grades on them. He was asked that question point blank. Oh, we don't do that. We don't do it that way anymore. And here's 12 saying, oh, yeah, they had six guys first round grades they weren't going to reach. So that was the end of that, which means Pickens, they didn't think it was a first round grade. That's the first thing I took out of it. The second thing I took out of it, Gary, is he's been in communication all night with them.
Well, we knew that. They said that today. So it was constant.
How do you know it'd be constant on draft night?
Yeah. Constant. I'm surprised. What's wrong with you?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, I mean, as long as 12 is understanding and gets down with what they're doing, all good. So clearly they did have first-round grades. All six guys they considered taking the first were gone, which means Pickens is not highly as thought of by the
right.
Packers.
And so what they did was, Steve, then they took the defensive players because they're
correct.
On their draft board, they were rated higher than the receivers.
Correct. And
which,
what was
which
left.
Which you wanted anyway, right?
When yes.
We were talking about this?
Correct. Do not reach.
Gone, don't reach. Go get
correct.
The best available.
And they did that.
Did.
And I'm fine with that. Yeah, let's go to Silas in Elm Grove. You're next in the Green and Gold Draft Show. What's up, Silas?
Good evening, gentlemen. I really like the two picks. I think the Packers could, next year or the year after, possibly have the best defense in the NFL. And Gary, I was wondering what you think about the Packers, the last three first-round draft picks all being from Georgia.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people hit me up on Twitter about that. I mean, I just want the Packers to be successful. And I think whether they're from Georgia, Alabama, Auburn, it don't matter. Mississippi.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Well, these are some grown men, too. I mean, and if you think about it, these young men are going to be replacing, for example, Za'Darius, and they're going to get coached up by Kenny
right,
Perry and
right.
the other.
Well, the well,
you
right, and I said that earlier. The Quay pick is the Za'Darius pick because Za'Darius in that defense could play. He played inside linebacker on third down, and then they brought in Preston and Rashawn Gary. So that's I think you'll see that again. with the defensive lineman, you knew that they wanted a defensive lineman because they weren't happy with what was happening up front. They got the best player there at with Wyatt. And so I think it just all fell for him. And Steve talked about this. And, you know, Steve don't listen to me, but that's okay because I listen to him all the time. Steve talked about this either today or yesterday, that don't reach on these receivers. Just take the best available player. I feel like that's what the Packers did. They didn't reach on the receivers. They feel like the receivers that they want, they can get tomorrow.
Well, and look at our defense. I mean, we've got probably number one defensive secondary, very good line, excellent linebackers. We've got Gary now. It's could be number one.
I mean, think about it. You were sixth against the pass last year,
yep,
and 10th against, yep, the rush last year, and mm-hmm, then you went and added two first-round, yep, picks to that defense. Yep.
Who are going to get coached up?
And who are going to get coached up?
They're going to get coached up.
Grown men who are going to be brought up by grown men who have been in the NFL, yep, for how many years?
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Quay Walker. He talked to the Green Bay media. We'll bring that to you straight ahead here on the Green and Gold Draft Show, presented to you by Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the Green and Gold Draft Show, presented by Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha.
Back to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson on the Big Show Radio Network.
The Vikings just ripped out Leroy Butler's heart. Yes, they did. They just took the safety from Georgia, Gary. And I can hear Leroy screaming in agony from his place in Oak Creek. He wanted him.
I think he wanted him. I don't know how bad he wanted him, but I think, I mean, the Packers were, to me, I don't know. I should never say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. The Packers were never going to take a safety in the first round.
Good. I don't like taking a safety in the first round either, so that's fine.
But what the hell do I know? They took two defensive players in the first round. I mean, when they took B.J. Raji and Clay Matthews, they needed defensive players.
Both of them.
They needed both of them.
Sure did.
In this draft, I don't necessarily see that. I get down with the Clay Matthews and the B.J. Raji draft. Totally. But this one, not so much. Sorry.
Let's go to Bill in Iron River, listening on the Odyssey app. Bill, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Jerry, Sparky. I'm very pleased with this draft. As I was telling your screener, I can't remember the guy's name.
Adam.
I know who he is. But anyway, I can remember that game against Tampa Bay, and I'm thinking Tampa Bay had that knockout defense. Why couldn't the Packers do that? You need that for playoffs, and these guys will help stop Brady if they have to play him in the championship series again.
Oh God, I hope not. I don't want to deal with Brady again, Bill. Please, please, God, no, no.
But you know, if Brady gets hassled, he's not very good.
No, I hear you. They intercepted him three times and still lost the dang game a couple years ago. So
right.
Well, that's true. But were they playing AJ Dillon then? I don't think he was in the mix for that game too much. They'll get some receivers.
They'll get receivers, yeah.
Oh yeah, they will. I believe that they will.
Yeah, I have faith in Gutekunst. I had completely lost faith in Thompson the last four years, but I still have faith in Gutekunst.
Tell you one thing, Bill. We learned tonight: never ever think you know what the Green Bay Packers are going to do, because you never ever do. You never know, Bill.
So yeah.
No, you never know. Thanks for the call, Bill.
But didn't we always think that though?
Yeah, but I mean, I just felt like everybody on TV, everybody on the radio, everybody just put them down as wide receiver for one of those picks.
Yes.
They're going to go up and get a wide receiver.
Yes.
They're getting a wide receiver. Like everybody was saying, you're getting one.
And if it wasn't receiver, though, it was really offensive line.
Right.
And that was the other one. They didn't either.
Got neither. Nope. Not either one. Okay, Quay Walker, the first pick for the Packers at 22, the middle linebacker from Georgia, talked to the Packers media, and here is some of it.
Brian Wood.
Hey, Quay, do you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Welcome to Green Bay. Just what was the moment like for you when you got the phone call? How are you celebrating tonight, and what are your thoughts on coming here to play for the Packers?
Oh man, it's everything and more. It's kind of, I won't say it was kind of surprising, but at the same time, before the pick was coming up, I was pretty much hoping that it was Green Bay at the same time. But overall, man, as soon as I saw the call and they said Green Bay, Wisconsin, Wisconsin, however you want to put it, at that point I knew what it was, and man, I just got real, real emotional, just started crying from that point on. But overall, I'm just thankful that they believed in me.
Steve McGargy.
Just wondering, I think you're the third guy from that defense to get from Georgia's defense to get selected in the first round. Just what does it say for what y'all were able to accomplish last season?
I just think just the way that we prepare, that Georgia prepares us, Coach Smart and Coach Schumann and Coach Long, all those guys, the way our program is trained and the things and how it, you know what I'm saying, helps us get to the next level. What we getting close to be, what we always have been, just a certain standard that we apply ourselves to on and off the field, and that just helps, as you can see, by me being the third guy and not going to be the last. So,
all right, we'll go back to Ryan. Ryan Wood.
What was it like to play in such a program that's so loaded with defensive talent? There's just the competition in practice and being around that much talent on a daily basis. What was that like for you?
For me, it brought the best out of me because it's a lot of guys that's good. So for us, it was always a race to the ball, no matter what it may be. It's kind of by the guys we have, you want to kind of get there in a hurry. Like, just say, for instance, somebody's running the ball. You want to make sure you get there in a hurry, whatever the case may be. But playing with a group of guys that I play with, it's something that I wish, you know what I'm saying, probably wouldn't end so fast, would have ended so fast. But overall, it's just a great thing playing with a great group of guys like that.
Mike Clements.
Quay, Coach Felton says that he saw you playing basketball. And did he convince you to change to football? Did that happen when you were 14 or 15 years old?
Yeah, that happened probably, when I was 15. I was in the gym. I ended up dunking the ball. He was there. That's when probably like the first or second day after he got hired, and he was just walking through. And I wasn't a football player at all, but he came up to me and told me, he just said something that stuck with me. He was like, you 6'3", 6'4", and you're playing power forward at basketball. He was like, that's the normal height of a Division I point guard. He was like, 6'3", 6'4", is big in football. And so tried football out, listened to him, but my first season, halfway through, I didn't really like it. He could tell by my body language. He told me, stick with it. because I was playing offense at the time. Then next thing you know, by the next school year, my junior year, by the springtime, he switched me over to defense. And before you know it, man, I just everything just fell how it's supposed to, like out of nowhere. So listening to him was the best thing I could have ever did.
Bill Huber.
You got me, Quay?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, good. Okay, great. So obviously you're big and you're fast. Can you give us your kind of a self-scouting report of what you bring to the table?
I just bring basically versatility. I think that just pretty much sums up me. It's a whole lot that you can do with me. It's a whole lot that I need to get better at, which is covering. It's nothing that I can't get better at. So I just think I'm just a hard-nosed guy. I'm a guy you want on your defense. Of course, you know I'm big and I'm fast, but at the same time, I feel like I'm kind of trying to challenge myself to become smarter. So playing alongside Rondre Campbell, that'd be pretty good. So I can just try to soak up all the game. But other than that, not bragging on myself, but it's a whole lot that I bring to the table that I can get better at. It's nothing that I can't get better at.
Stacey Dales.
Quay, congratulations. Given your versatility, what sort of role, or I guess, how have the Packers shared with you what they envision for you in this defense?
I really haven't talked about that yet, because I really didn't talk with them as much. I spoke with them one time with an informal at Indy, but I can't really say what my role to be, but anything they need me to do, I'm willing to do it, no matter what the case may be.
Is there a linebacker in the NFL that is similar to the style that you want to play in the league?
I always look at big body. I want to say it's a guy I want to play like. I just want to be myself, but it always bits and pieces I take from just about every linebacker game. But I always like to look at guys who are similar to my body type, like Jamie Collins, Dante Hightower, Fred Warner, Darius Leonard, you know what I'm saying? Just big body type guys. I always just try to take what I can from them and bits and pieces. It can go to Roquan Smith when covering or, you know, stopping the run, whatever the case may be. I'm a big fan of football, so that just plays a part in it.
Dario Melendez.
Hey, what do you know about the Packers organization in the city of Green Bay?
You say it again for me.
What do you know about the Packers organization, obviously growing up in Georgia, but what do you know about the Packers organization in the city of Green Bay itself?
For one, it's Chinatown. That's something that I'm willing to come in and try to help us get back to that. I can't promise anything, but I know that's one thing about it. I know I have a great group of guys in front of me that's playing, and great group of guys on the side of me and the back end of me as well. So just to be with those guys and getting to meet them, it's going to be a really, really good feeling.
Steve McGargy.
Congratulations. I was just wondering if you had heard from Eric Stokes yet since the pick. And also, I didn't know how you mentioned Devondre. I didn't know how familiar you were with his game from his days with the Falcons and you being from Georgia.
I watched him a little bit when playing with the Falcons, but I can't really say as much. But I watched the Falcons, of course, when he was there with Dan Quinn and everything like that. But I can't really say too much as now. I know he balled out last year as well. I do. No doubt.
And Eric Stokes, have you heard from him yet? Or,
yeah, he probably called me, but everybody kind of calling me right now. It's crazy because I talked to Stokes probably an hour right before the pick or something like that, and he sent me some cheese. So it's kind of crazy how that played out.
Nicole Menner.
Hey, Quay, congratulations. I'm just wondering, you said as the pick was coming up, you were kind of hoping it was Green Bay. I'm just wondering if there was anything in the process over the last month or so that really stuck out to you and that was really appealing about coming here that you could share.
Probably just talking with Stokes, talking to him when he came back to Athens for the spring game, mm-hmm. Talking to him on the sideline and things like that. That was something that just stood out, I'll say.
Addison Van Patten.
Hey, Quay, I was just curious, you're talking about Devondre Campbell and playing beside him. If you want to share a little bit about maybe what you've seen of his game, how you think you'll complement that, anything of the sort.
I'm just going to try to take any game of knowledge that I can, everything. I'm trying to soak up everything. I can't say off my head right now, but just trying to get in and just learn, soak up as much game I can from him because he's a guy who played in the league a long time. That's pretty much it.
Bill Huber?
I can't hear you. Sound like you're far away from the phone or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, Quay, you guys just drafted Devontae Wyatt. Reaction on that?
You say we picked Devontae Wyatt?
Yeah, the Packers did.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's crazy. It's a reunion. Oh, man. They ain't that crazy. Oh, man. I can't even really even say that right now. I'm probably going to cry again, but I don't cry so much I can't cry no more. Ain't that crazy, bro? D.Y., man. That's crazy. We got three Georgia boys. That's it, though. I'm bad.
That's awesome. That was worth the price of admission just to get Rob Reichel telling him that they took Devontae Wyatt while he was in that presser, Gary. That's just, I mean, that was true feeling and emotion, like just so excited that he's going with somebody from his team and he's going to hook up with Stokes as well. Just, I mean, I don't know. I think that's pretty cool. We know about Joe Burrow.
Yeah, they can turn them boys loose and let them play like they played at Georgia on that defense. It's going to be something.
Yeah, watch out. All right, take a quick timeout, come back, wrap it up, give you our wrap up here on the Green and Gold Draft Show presented to you by Q Club of Wisconsin, North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
You're listening to the Green and Gold Draft Show, presented by Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha.
Back to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, Gary Ellerson, it went fast. Almost five hours. Dude. Went relatively fast, I would say.
I think it did, Steve. Now, what can they get George Pickens tomorrow and make it three straight?
I think they're going to have to go up. I don't think he gets to him at the bottom of one or the bottom of two.
No, they got to move up tomorrow.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to move up in order to get him. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see how he gets all the way down to whatever they are, 52, 53, whatever they are tomorrow.
No, I would agree.
Yeah, I think I would be shocked if he fell that far. And that's really what I want to see now, right? So you know the run happened in the first round. Either you didn't try to get in there or you didn't want to give up what you had to give up to get in there, whatever the case may be, but you didn't get it. So now tomorrow Correct. Night, when this run happens again, are you going to be willing to give up whatever you have to give up to go get into the middle of that fray and get one? Or are you going to be stubborn and sit there and go, well, now if we don't have a wide receiver, then fine. we'll take an offensive lineman and a tight end, and we'll take a wide receiver in the third round then.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's a plan that we don't know about as far as getting one of these veteran wide receivers, because they didn't get one tonight. AJ Brown got traded. He didn't go to Green Bay.
Nope.
Hollywood Brown got traded. He didn't go to Green Bay.
He didn't go to Green Bay.
So what, like, wide receivers weren't being dealt on draft night? There were two, and you got neither one of them. Now, Deebo Samuel, still in San Francisco. There was rumors he was going to go to the Jets, so he's still there. So you got that. DK Metcalf still in Seattle. So you got that. Now who's the other one? Terry McLaurin. He's still in Washington, even though they drafted a wide receiver as well.
I don't think they're doing that now.
No, probably not. All right, Gary. Tomorrow we have John Cooper from Our Lads Draft Service in the second hour of the show. And then leading off the fourth hour of the show, Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press Gazette. I can't wait to hear what both of those guys think of this. And then, of course, we'll take all your calls, your tweets, all that fun stuff. 4 hours talking a lot about this NFL draft in round one and what's happening in round two and three tomorrow night. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Have a good one. My thanks to Adam Roberts. Great job, Adam. Toodles.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.